Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Coach Lee. Coach Lee speaking. This is Coach Lee. You four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm hoping I'm on the air for some reason. For some reason, something just happened, and I don't know if I'm on the air. But, you know, I'm just going to keep talking, doing what I do, because you are rocking it four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Yes, 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 this is Coach Lee, and it's been a while. It has been a while. The ladies over at WFB Talk took a little vacation, did a little touring, went around and saw a couple of games here and there, everywhere, and they just made it happen. They just made it happen, and they just had to take their time. So I took a two-week hiatus, which also gave me opportunity to really focus in on my goal and my team's goal of just, you know, staying undefeated. You know, it's hard playing a team not once and not twice, but three times and beating them. And we will be ending our season this Saturday against the California Lynx. For those who are on Facebook, you probably see me on there talking trash or what I call promoting the game, inviting you all out for a barbecue, because we feel like barbecuing them links, them California links. I got the buns, I got the barbecue sauce. Now we're going to California to roast them links, you know. But hey, we've been concentrating doing our thing, and I'm just enjoying myself right now. You know, it's the first time in my career that I've taken a team, a women's football team, 7-0 at this moment, and we're only getting better and better every week. Like I said, let's take it to the field. It don't matter. We're going to play whomever, and we're going to go out there and beat whoever, because that's just the attitude that we have. It's a new ball game now. You know, this is our fourth season in. But, hey, you know what? It ain't about the show, girls. It's all about women's football, and you're in four quarters with Coach Lee. So let's go ahead and drop, you know, y'all haven't heard my sponsors in a while, so I got to give it to you. I just definitely got to give it to you. So let's step up and talk to my folks over at Enterprise. I did mention Enterprise, didn't I? Yes, you did. Where did you go? There we go. Ba-da!
We need to hire a car.
When you call Enterprise,
we'll be as quick as we can.
We'll arrange to pick you up, free.
This is great.
Then we'll drive you to our place and get you on your way. Unwrap the perfect rental package. Great cars, low rates, and we'll pick you up. Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, that's my folks over at Enterprise. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And for my second sponsor, you know it. You know how we do it. We go back old school talking about... talking about. Yes, definitely that. Again, you're rocking it with Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and boop, there goes the opening kickoff, and we are rocking and rolling. We are rolling, and the first topic of the night is going to be highlight films / promoting a women's football. You know, I've gotten plenty and many emails over the last 6 weeks, giving us mad props for the Showgirls putting on a great show, not only on the field, but our video clips. And I actually got a couple emails this past week because we played the Lynx, and someone said, was that a Lynx highlight video or was that a Showgirl highlight video? Well, again, I'm all about promoting good football, and if we're going to have a tight game and it's 28-20, and it was some hard hitting on both sides. You know what? That's what I promote. I'm promoting women's football. I'm promoting the game. It's not all about the Showgirls. It's not all about my team. It's about promoting a great brand of football. I don't care what league you're in. If you played a good game, then you know what? The highlights should show that. Because, again, those same highlights were out here on Fox 5 News for us. You know, our fans want to see who we're playing against. They don't want to see every play, a touchdown by us, and all the hits. Because then they think the other team is sorry, you know. Can't do that. You got to balance it out. You got to be in it for the love and for the will to make women's football stay alive. You got to make sure that your product is sweet. I know I'm going back because I go way back all the time, you know, on different topics and things. But the fact is, what are you doing to promote women's football, let alone your team? I go on YouTube. I go on BooTube, YouTube, BTube, AnyTube, and don't see many highlight reels of any teams out there, which is a shame. I mean, we all are required to video our games. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to get the best plays out of there and hit the pause button, and move on to the next one, put the play button and record, and then when that play's over with, it ain't got to have the fancy music. You know, that's not hard either. But the fact is, we as women football teams, coaches, players, owners, you guys know how I am, got to learn how to promote. You got to learn how to put the product out there, and it ain't happening. You know, I know there's been topics about stats. You know, that's a whole nother sticky topic. You know, and it's been covered on several occasions here on WFB Talk Radio continues with the other shows. But the fact is, you guys, what are we doing? What are you doing? What is somebody doing to help promote the game? You know, outside of the Pittsburgh Passion getting that great deal over at Fox and being able to display some nice quality football because they're in a very nice league over there, nice, tough, rough football over there. But, you know, who else is stepping up to the table? What other organizations out there? You know, hell, it's not even a league out there doing that. You know, it's an individual team, you know. So I'm always knocking on the door at the leagues and say, hey, what have you guys done? I ain't seen a commercial that said anything about women's football, you know. Not even a commercial. Not even a smidgen of a commercial. You know, we got all this videotape. Everything's all digital, you know. There have probably been some TV programs or some deals that, you know, hey, we can upload our video and people can watch it. But what are we doing to really promote it to get people to go there to watch it? There's people that got, you know, 2006 videos that got, you know, 300 hits on it. You just can't put a video up on YouTube and expect that just because it's up there that people are going to go see it? No. You got to go through your database and email everybody in your Yahoo account and then tell them to email everybody in their Yahoo account and then so on and so forth until you get thousands of people getting an email seeing the fact that there's a women's football team highlight on the network. I get emails from all over the place talking about what a great highlight. They didn't even know that women even played football. But it's because of that highlight film. I mean, think about it, folks. 10 years ago, when the Women's Football League came back around, we were barely into the internet, you know, getting stuff up there. You know, go back to other leagues that started back in the 70s, in the 60s. They didn't have internet. They didn't even have ESPN. You know, they had local TV and newspaper writers and maybe one or two magazines that dealt with sports. And that was it. But you got to learn how to get the word out there. And definitely putting together your highlight film is definitely the way to do it. I know some teams are waiting to the end of the year because they might not have enough highlights from one game to put something together. And that's a shame. But, you know, that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, you got video. I'm pretty sure you had a good 8-yard run or a good catch, a great tackle, a nice reverse, a touchdown, a field goal, a punt block or something. Hey, put it together. If we're going to do this thing, then we all need to do this thing. It can't be one or two teams promoting 100 teams. It don't work that way, folks. It just don't work that way. When are you guys going to wake up? When are we going to wake up? When are we going to go out there and hit all doors that are out there that's closed to women's football? I think we got a bunch of lazy people out there who really don't want to get told no. And so instead of being told no, they don't say nothing at all. And we all know that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And you're trying to tell me that there's over 2,000 women in one league. There's over 1,500 women in another league. We got 3,500 women out there playing football. We got almost 85 teams out there playing football. And ain't no wheel squeaking. Well, there's a couple wheels out there. But then you got haters out there that talk about, well, how come they get all the light? How come they only talk about those teams? Well, because those teams are the ones that are squeaking. Those are the teams that got some highlights up. Those are the teams that got current stats. Those are the teams that keep up to date on their website. You know, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. But you know what? I make time, T-I-M-E, to do the best that I can to make sure that we update once a week. And usually Mondays is my updating day because I, you know, hey, I got a family, I got a life, got a wife, got kids, you know, I got to spend time, quality time with them. But I'm on the scene all the time, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., doing what I need to do for women's football. What are you doing? Where are you going with it? How much time are you really putting into it? Is there somebody on your team that got two VCRs or two DVDs and a DVD recorder or a computer that can upload the film and it self-edit itself? And once you upload it, I mean, I'm like, man, I'm a radio TV film major, and I had to deal with, you know, 8mm, 6mm, you know, film and cut and slice and dice, and that's something different. But when you can hit a pause button, fast forward, and hit play again and hit record, and there's the next highlight, and you can push slow-mo and do all this other stuff, and they come with graphics and all this stuff, hey, invest. Invest in the program. You know, we only as good as what we look. You know, just like players say all the time, coach, I got to look good. If I don't look good, I don't play good. Well, if we ain't got a good product, then we don't get the eyes of those who can benefit from watching us play. You know, I've had many new fans come to our games because of the things that we're doing here locally, the visuals, the flyers, the PA announcement, I mean, not the PA announcement, but the PSAs, public service announcements on the radio, having my team call their favorite radio station and throwing a shout-out, you know, emailing every news anchor here in town, hey, come to the game, free, whatever it takes to get them out there. And Fox 5 News finally opened their eyes and did a 30-minute segment of us on a four-hour program. It wasn't 30 minutes continuously, but it was 6 minutes here, 4 minutes there, you know, 5 minutes here,
But the fact is, every hour we got 3 segments for 4 hours. You know, that's some hell of work. You know, and that's coming from me, Coach Lee, because you in 4 quarters with Coach Lee, and I'm trying to tell y'all, get the highlights up there, folks. It's called promoting the women's game. And if you're playing a good team and a good game and the score is close, show their highlights too. Your fans just don't want to see you score touchdowns or hard hits. They want to see what kind of action is coming. When they come to the game, what am I paying for? Am I paying for a lopsided 88-0 game? Because that's what I see in the videos. I only see our team scoring touchdowns. Do the other team ever score? You got to realize that this is the first time that somebody is watching women's football on the whole. And if they see nothing but highlights of one team, then guess what? They're not going to come spend their $8, their $10, their $15, their whatever dollars with you because they think it's going to be a blowout. Stereotypical women's football as it comes to their mind. But anyway, hey, it's up to you. It's up to us. We got to make it happen. We got to take it to the next level. Can't expect nobody else to do it. If we don't do it, then who will? So get up, step up, make it happen, and get those highlights up. We got to get the highlights up. You got to blow up the YouTubes. Hell, you can blow up the meme board. I'm begging for you guys to put up, you know, videos on the meme board. Oh, I'm just loving it because you got 1,300 people who are on the board because they love football. Not only just football, but women's football, you guys. 1,300 members on that meme board. So what are you doing? Get your product up there. Let's rock and roll. Let's make it happen. Let's do the things that we got to do so that we can make this game all that it can be. And with that, I'm going to end quarter number one with that, and we'll go right back to, you know what are we talking about, the commercial break. I was in the mix, but I couldn't get it. There we go. My Adidas here, 4 quarters with Coach Lee. That's Adidas. They putting it down for women's football. You know, are you supporting Adidas? Because Adidas is supporting you. But again, power in numbers. That goes back to another show. You know how to go back and do that. Look it up. Listen. Hear me out. Because I'm telling you the truth. This is how it works. This is how it goes down. And if we don't listen up, women's football definitely won't be around. So anyway, let's move on to our second commercial break, because it's all about enterprise.
Hi, Enterprise. Our car's broken down. We need to hire a car.
When you call Enterprise,
we'll be as quick as we can.
We'll arrange to pick you up, free.
This is great.
Then we'll drive you to our place and get you on your way. Unwrap the perfect rental package. Great cars, low rates, and we'll pick you up. Enterprise.
Yo, that was Enterprise. Pick them. Why? Because they will pick you up. You know, that's what Enterprise do. They just pick you up when you need them. When you need them, they are there. So definitely, when you go out of town, when you need to get around, pick Enterprise. Again, why? Because they will pick you up. All right, let's go to the second quarter here. We got a hot topic here. You know, we got playoff time. It is that time of the year where it is playoff time. You know, I've been listening to some of the other coaches' shows, and that's been great and dandy. And, you know, I'm part of the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, and this is our first year of existence. And I think we've done a hell of a job throughout the year. Personally, I think things are getting a little sloppy as I as I get these emails and people, folks' concerns and everything. But outside of the few small things, I think, you know, we'll be able to patch those things up and move forward. We got a lot of teams inquiring coming in. We got new divisions opening up here on the West Coast, which is great because here on the West Coast we need a little bit more love, a little bit more teams. And, you know, those things, you can go to WFAfootball.com to find out some of the latest and greatest that WFA is putting on. But let's talk about the WFA playoffs, you know. Hey, it's all about getting to the playoffs, and it's about winning. It's about winning it all. It's ring or bust. That's what it's all about. That's what we play for. We play for that ring. And, you know, a lot of teams have come and done a great job this year. You got the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. Representing the National Conference Region Number 1, which is our Northeast Division. They wrapped up their season last weekend, so they finished 8-0. If you go down to Region 2, the Central Division, you got West Michigan Mayhem, who's actually playing this week, if I'm not mistaken, against the Indiana Speed for that conference champion. And that's going to be a very important game as far as playoff seeds. I don't know who owns the tiebreaker because, again, I really just focus in on what our mission here on the West Coast is, and that's to play the people that are in front of us and not worry about what's going on across the nation. You know, I think a lot of folks get involved in what's going on in somebody else's backyard. Hey, clean up your backyard first and then worry about everybody else's. That's why we have fences around our homes because it's all about worrying about yourself at this point in time and, you know, making sure that your backyard is clean. In the National Conference Region Number 2, the Mid-Atlantic, you got the Columbus Comets, who are 7-0, and like they wrapped up a nice playoff spot. I'm not quite sure who will get that wild card. I think it might be the loser of the Indiana Speed and the West Michigan Mayhem. Again, like I said, I'm not focused in on who's going where. I'm all focused about us here on the West Coast. But anyway, moving on to the American Conference Region Number 3, the Southeast Division, you got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues and the Gulf Coast Riptide. You got Jacksonville at 7-0. You got the Riptide at 6-1. I'm not quite sure who's on the schedule, if they're playing, and if they are, that would be another great game to determine who wins that spot. Because in our Eastern, I mean, not in our Eastern Conference, but in our American Conference, we're just taking the top team from your region, you know, and I have no problem with that. You know, my whole thing is you got to be the best from where you play to go and play the rest. You know, you take second place in your league, that don't mean crap. You know what I'm saying? You got to take first. We're limited in how many teams make the playoffs, first of all, and then, two, we're limited in the funding department of most teams across the nation. So adding more teams just probably causes more chaos. Than anything. You know, if you get eight divisions and you get the winner of each division, that's why we play. To win your division should be your first goal. Well, your first goal should be win your first game. Then your next goal should be to win the division. And then next goal is to go to the playoffs and then so forth and so forth, you know. But, you know, it's looking good. In American Conference Region Number 4, we got Midwest Division, you got the St. Louis Slam. Look like they got that division locked up or sewn up. They played the Thunder this week, and I think the Thunder have two losses. It was a big surprise loss last week, or I'll say an upset last week. I don't quite know the scores, but I just remember that the Thunder were only loss was to the Slam, and I was looking forward to seeing that last game because that determines who we play. You know, if the Slam lose, then we host a home game. If the Slam win, you know, then we on the road. But right now, we've already made arrangements and bought tickets to go to the Slam. I mean, that's just, you got to be prepared. You know, tickets are going up every day. You know, we would have bought tickets a month ago. We could have got them for $95, $125 round trip, you know. And that's a cost factor for us. You know, you got to gamble. And hell, if we even pull the host a game, we'll just tell them we'll play you guys over there because we already bought the tickets, so it don't matter. We just want to play ball. In the American Conference Region Number 5, you get in Southwest Division, you got the Austin Outlaws and the Lone Star Mustangs. Lone Star Mustangs is hoping that the Outlaws lose to the Houston Cyclones, who are 2-5 this year, which is one of my big surprises coming back, being the NWFA defending champs. I know a couple of those players slipped off and went over to the Energy, but that's cool. But sometimes, you know what, teams are coming at you when you got the bullseye on your back. So, you know, hey, I've never been in that position in a women's football situation, so I don't know how hard it is to come back being a champ or whatever and how your players respond. And then, of course, in my division, the American Conference Regional 6, the Pacific Southwest Division, we wind up wrapping it up last week playing the Lynx because we played them 3 times. If we had a tiebreaker, we would actually win because of 2 victories over them in head-to-head competition. So, in actuality, we wrapped it up with a 7-0 record right now going into this week with the Lynx, and we are definitely treating this as a playoff game. We just have to, because that intensity in this rivalry is heating up, you know. There's some hard hitting, some good scoring, and there's some good chess matches between myself and Coach Bartley here on what and who's going to do what next. So, you know, it's a great matchup for those who are in the L.A. market. You know, hey, if you can't make it out to Kansas City to see the Amazons do their thing, come on down to Hawthorne High School 4 o'clock this Saturday and check it out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed in what you see. You know, it's all about support, yo. That's what it's all about. It's about getting out there and supporting women's football. If you got a football game in your territory, a football game in your town, then you need to stick around and make it happen and get there and do your thing. All right? But, you know, the playoffs, it's funny, you know, because how do you prepare for the playoffs? You know, should we take this game off? Because we feel like the New England Patriots right now, you know, being undefeated, you know, not the only team undefeated, but just being undefeated, do you take, you know, the game off? Because in our situation right now, if we lose, we're still going to St. Louis. If we win, we're still going to St. Louis. You know, we got to watch, do we want to jeopardize injury? You know, do you want to give your second team an opportunity to start a game and see what they can do? It's a lot of things that go through the coach's head, you know, and we talk a little bit as coaching staff today on what our intent is going to be this Saturday, you know, and we don't want the taste of losing. So we're putting in this as a playoff game. We're going, you know, toes to the ground, head to the wall, and just making it happen, you know, make it a point and take care of business. Because the playoffs, it's like win or go home. That's the whole thing, win or go home. So preparing is definitely crucial. And actually we have a 2-week preparation period between the playoff games. Then we got 3 weeks to the championship game, which is all understood. Because, again, you got to make accommodations to be able to go from one end of the United States to the other end if you have to. And this year, our travels will take us to the Slam, and if we win at the Slam, then we'll host the regional championship or the division championship game here in Vegas. And that is definitely one of our goals, is to host that conference championship game, because we just got a lot of things bubbling here in Vegas. And it's very important that we definitely represent Vegas and host that playoff game. We have so much media attention just waiting, and it's going to be off the hook. But, you know, it's just about preparing. Do you look too far ahead? Are you looking at video? You know, what videos do you get of the teams? Do you want, you know, for our case, do we want the videos where the Slams put up 88 and 77 points? I mean, is that really going to benefit us, or do we want them, we want to see their tightest games, you know, the teams that held them down to the least amount of points? And, you know, for me, that's what I want. You got to see how other teams play them and why they were successful to a point in slowing them down. You know, they're still averaging like 52 points a game. But to hold a team down to 28 points, 35 points, it's an accomplishment when they're averaging 54, 56, 58 points a game. So it's something that they did right at some point during that game to keep the score down. You know, but that's how you have to prepare. What do you want? You know, how are you going to attack them? You know, how do you, have you scouted yourself? Do you know your habits or your keys that people can key on you? Do you have a one option offense where you only have one person that is really the load of the team? Or do you have six options, seven options to go to? You know, you got to analyze yourself more than you analyze the other team. You got to see what your weakness is. Do you know your weaknesses? You know, you really got to break it down. You got to be a film rat. You got to be able to know your weaknesses from head to toe for playoffs, because it's all about, again, learning the game, stepping your level up, and moving forward and advancing what you guys have done over the eight games. Because, again, there's only one league out there that I feel that each and every week is top competition. You know, not league like in the overall league, but I'm just talking about like a division of a particular league. I really like the DC Divas, Pittsburgh Passion, Detroit Demolition, and them folks, because that's some good hard hitting football. I haven't had a chance to see anything because, again, going back to our last topic, nobody puts no videos up there. So, you know, how can people really see what you got if you ain't flaunting it, you know? So, but outside of that, you know what? Everybody, I don't care what region you're in, outside of that one, you're going to have some of those games where you got new teams in, you got inexperienced teams, you got inexperienced coaches, you know, you got teams that just don't have the athletes, you know. So you can mark down on your calendar a couple wins automatically because they just ain't got it, you know. But, you know, it's how you treat that game. What do you do to improve your team going into a game knowing that you can win and beat that team? Are you looking to establish some goals? Are you looking to allow a certain players, you know, that don't get much time, get a little bit more time, a little bit more light to gain that experience? Because playing eight games, folks, ain't enough games for someone who's 25, 28, 34, 42, and 48 years of age, being their first time ever playing football. You know, we are in our, what, 20... Actually, we just went over our 29th game last week, or our 30th game. I think we're 16-14 overall as an organization. So it's taken us 30 games to feel that we can compete and play with anybody out there in the nation, hell, the world, whoever. But, you know, that's a lot of games that we had to play, a lot of butt-whoopings that we had to take. You know, one thing we never did was give up and quit, but we never just got totally blown out. I mean, even against the defending champions, not the defending champions, but the last WPFL champs, we gave them a game all the way through the end, you know, that year they won. Same thing with the LA Amazons. Hey, gave them a game to the end. It wasn't over until the gun popped, you know. The Dallas Diamond, same thing. I think we scored more points on them in that season than any other team that played them twice, except the champs, which would be SoCal Scorpions. Hey, I give them their props. But what I'm saying is we were a second-year team, and throwing up 21, we threw up 10 points the first game and 21 the second, and, you know, we scored 31 points in the season on Dallas. I don't think in their last 5 or 6 years that any team outside of Houston done that. So, again, you know, we had our stepping stones, our baby steps, and now we're at the point where, hey, we're going to be freshly new to the playoffs, and, you know, we'll see what happens there. Because anything can happen any given Saturday, as I've been told, and the better teams make the playoffs. So, hey, we can't go in there thinking, oh, we're just going to stomp on these fools. You know, we can't think that way. We just can't think that way. But, you know, going through the playoffs is what it's all about. Getting that ring is what it's all about, and that's why we play the game. Yes, we love playing football, but the bottom line is, what do we get out of it? We want that ring. We don't want no injury and say, oh, I got this broken arm because I play football. No, you want to say, I got this fat ring because I'm a champion. You know, if it got diamonds in it, if it got glass in it, if it's just a chrome dome, or if it's just a color tone of your team, ring is something to be proud of, something to say, hey, I did it. That's what we're fighting for. That's what everybody's fighting for at the beginning of the season. I don't think there's nobody out there that had a goal of not making the playoffs. I don't think there's nobody out there that did not have a goal to win a championship. No matter what league you're in, that was the goal. And now we're down to our last 8, in our last 16, or if you include the other tier teams from IWFL, you know, hey, it could be, what, 24? So, again, we shall see. And we'll let it be played out. And when we come back, you know, next week or the week after that and the week after that, hey, the cream will rise to the top. That's all I got to say for quarter number two, and that's the playoffs, and that's where I'm going with it. So you know what I got to do. I got to take a little break. I got to talk about some sponsors, or I let my sponsors talk about themselves, because that's how we do it here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. If you want to call in, you can always call in at 347-826-7278. I do have a five-minute drive. I just haven't had an opportunity to hit the five-minute drive because apparently I'm knocking it out the box and we're scoring all these points in the first, second, and third quarter that we ain't got to have a five-minute drive. So, hey, you listen to Coach Lee, Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, 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 Radio.
We need to hire a car.
When you call Enterprise,
we'll be as quick as we can.
We'll arrange to pick you up, free.
This is great.
Then we'll drive you to our place and get you on your way. Unwrap the perfect rental package. Great cars, low rates, and we'll pick you up. Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Pick Enterprise. Why? You know it. They'll pick you up. Locker room, got whatever you need to get off your chest, and you went and did those X's and O's, made those adjustments, and came back fired up. You know, that's another thing. We got to put a light or a fire under some of these folks out there because, again, you know, you might have a halftime lead, you know, 14-7 or 28-0 or 35-0 or 35-34, and some teams just come out, you know, flat. And it just takes one exciting play to get going before the other team gets started, and next thing you know, you in a battle. So, again, it's all about coaching. It's all about motivating. It's all about getting it done. But we're going to do this third quarter topic. It's going to be season ending for most teams. You know, as you guys know, did I say as you know? There's approximately 75 teams, give or take, because, again, the season started this year, and I think I even put the topic out there, how many teams are going to make it through this recession? And I got a lot of responses of laughter, like, yeah, right, we all going to be here. But the reality is playing women's football and owning a women's football team kicks you in the butt. And I ain't just talking about the buttocks. I'm talking about the pockets. I'm talking about the deep pockets and the things that we have to go through to make sure that we have adequate fields and equipment and travel arrangements and hotels and all those other good things. And I just foresee that there was going to be teams that just wasn't going to make it because they've been on shoestring budgets as it was. And now, you know, things are hard, people getting laid off, and people just ain't got the time to do our thing. You know, it's just a hard thing to follow up on. So, you know, what do we do at the end of the season? You know, how do we prepare for next year? How do we do what we do when we have to do? You know, it just doesn't, it never ends. Football is a continuous sport, 12 months a year, 365 days. I forgot how many hours there is in a year. Is it 1440? 1440? No, it got to be more than that. I guess, yeah, 1440 sound about right. But anyway, you know where I'm going with this. You know what I got to do, you know. But it starts. You take a week or two off, enjoy the playoffs, enjoy what folks are, you know, doing, seeing other teams. If you get an opportunity to see a team that is winning and you happen to come from a team that's been losing, you need to go check them out. You need to see them from head to toe. You need to go see how they practice. You need to see, you know, how they prepare for the game. You need to talk to the coaches. You need to talk to the owners. You need to talk to the fans and say, why is this brand of football more exciting than my brand of football? You know, you need to get involved with some, you know, community organizations and things of that nature. And you need to recruit. You know, I got an email here that kind of got me to talk about this. I ain't going to say who it's from, but, you know, hey, I just talk about the topic. You know, it says, Dear Coach Lee, I've noticed over the last 4 years you've had a great team and you guys have been very competitive. I was wondering, where do you go to recruit your players? You know, what do you do to get players out there? Because we are in need of players. And I responded back to that person, and I asked them, well, what are some of the things that you're doing at the end of the season to recruit? And they were like, end of the season? At the end of the season, we kicking back, throwing back some beers, hanging out, partying. I said, well, there you go. That's not how you do it, you know. And, you know, in their response, they were saying some of the things that they do. They say, you know, they go to the Pride Walk. They go to the gay bars. They go to this. You know, I said, well, you need to stop right there because not all athletes hang out at those particular areas or particular functions. And like I said, it ain't nothing wrong with any of that. But, again, if you want football players, you need to go where athletes are. You need to go where you can do your thing, you know, where there's other athletes from other sports, because that's what you got to recruit. So starting off this season right now, again, it's all about going to the winning programs, spending a little money to go see the Dallas Diamonds, the Boston Militia, the DC Divas, the teams that have been historical winners, you know. You got to find out what it is. If you don't play them, then you need to go see them. But if you play them, you got to use a mirror reflection type of thing. If you're not up to speed with them, you got to instill in your team that that's where we want to be, team. That is where we want to go. And that was the path that I took with my team. I wanted to play Houston Energy when they were at the top of their game. I wanted to play Dallas Diamonds. I wanted to play SoCal Scorpions. I wanted to play the LA Amazons. Why? Because that was our stepping stones. That was our goal. To be as competitive as they were. To understand that, yeah, you know, you're on a team, but you're not entitled to play the best play. And they say, you know, that's how you got to do it. You got to show your team where you're trying to go. You can't just tell them. We can't tell them we're going to be number one. You got to show them what it's like to be number one. You got to show them what it's like to work hard. You got to show them what it's like to run a complicated offense and scheming defense. Those are the things you have to do. You need to have football one-on-one classes, you know. You need to go to the high school games, the college games. See, can you get the local college coach to do a workshop with you, you and your team or your coaching staff or your ownership? It starts today. The hour after you lost that game, your last home game or won your last home game or the season ended for you, is the moment you start working on next year. It goes back to earlier topics that I talked about tonight, a highlight reel. Well, you got to, you know, in order for a real coach that's out there that might be, you know, at the college or whatever to understand what you're trying to promote, they got to see it. You just can't walk into a college or a high school and say, yeah, I'm promoting women. I play women's football or I coach women's football. They're going to laugh. You got to show them what you're doing. And then you got to create an off-season schedule, be it running, be it lifting weights, be it playing 7-on-7, be it playing in the flag football league, corporate challenge, flag football tournaments, hell, even tackle football tournaments or whatever. If you're serious about the game, then you need to take it serious 365 days of the year as a coach and as an owner and as a player. You just can't pick up the ball in March and think that you're going to be ready to go in April. And a lot of us think we can do that. And it definitely shows on the field. So, again, what are you doing right now, now that the season's over it? Are you doing some of the things that we're talking about? Are you out there recruiting? I mean, I was at the high school track meet here in the state of Nevada recruiting shot putters that are 17, 18 years old, sprinters, you know. Everybody's not going to go to college, but everybody loves to compete. And if you have an avenue for them to compete in, they'll be willing to come out and learn if your organization is tight and right, you know. So you got to put it on like you've never done it before to make sure that you're in a positive light with your team. You know, you don't have no issues of, you know, or irresponsible people who've done things in the community that's having a bad reflection on your team because they're associated with you. I mean, it got to be positive stuff, you guys. You guys got to get out there and start talking to these young girls, because the only way that this football is going to last is that we got to get them at an early stage. They don't even have to be tackled at an early stage. Just playing football, tossing the ball, going out to the local Boys and Girls Club and just tossing the ball just for kicks. You know, going to the Big Sister program, throwing a football just for kicks. Going to an orphan home or a shelter and throwing football just for kicks. You got to have football in the mind 365 a year. You got to go out there and recruit athletes, not just people who got warm bodies and have money to play. It ain't going to work. You want to be competitive, you got to go get the best. You got to turn over every rock in the city. You need to go to every junior college, every college, and talk to the coaches of different sports and see if they got an email list of their alumni athletes who still reside in town. All coaches are still involved. I still talk to my track coach over at Long Beach State. Email him almost like twice a week, and the season's going on right now, so I definitely keep up with my 49ers over in Long Beach. I still talk to Willie Brown. Yes, Hall of Fame Willie Brown from the Raiders. He's at the Raiders organization. I'm always constantly talking to him about, you know, not only women's football, but just women. I mean, women. But football in general, you guys. The bottom line is football, football, football. And then I'm always ending with this. How much you get better, you got to go compete. And you got to go learn from others. You know, I encourage my girls to go learn the game of football from other coaches, because they're going to learn something new that they might bring back that might work for them, because I can't say that I know everything that make every player better. But there's other coaches out there that specialize in positions such as quarterback, running backs, whatever, kickers. You got to seek the knowledge. You got to go out there. Worst case scenario, hell, just go to YouTube. Put in your position of how-to videos and put it up there. If you go on a Ning board, there's a whole segment of that on there. Because, again, it's about learning the craft, learning the skill. You can do it. You can get it done. And that's what it's going to take to make it happen. So, again, you are in four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always call in at 347-826-7278. You can always call me, you know, on my personal cell. I don't mind giving out our number, because I'm answering the phone 24/7, and that's 702-764-8878. Once again, 702-764-8878. That's how you reach me. If you got any questions or concerns, hey, just open up the phone line and leave a message or talk to me live and in person. You can also hit the Ning board. You can always go to Las Vegas Showgirls at yahoo.com. I mean, hey, I love talking football. I love passing on some knowledge. I love, I wouldn't say debating, but, you know, hey, doing the X's and O's and seeing how other people are thinking. If, you know, I did this, and this. If somebody came out in trips and I want to run cover two, do I stay in it? Or do I revert down to a cover one? You know, it's up to you, you know, but you won't know unless you're talking to others. You know, you're never too old to learn. Old dogs can learn new tricks, you know. And so, again, I'm going to promote it, and I'm going to make it happen, and we're going to do this Women's Football Conference again here in Vegas in January. Our goal right now is to take it around and do some weekend camps across the country. But, you know, the economy is hitting in the butts, and, you know, if people ain't interested, I'm not going. I'm not going to go there. So, hey, you got to learn how to respond. When people put something out there, you got to, if you want to get better, you got to react to it. If not, they're going to take it away and you'll never see it again. So that's all I got to say about what are you going to do because the season has ended. Again, the season starts now for 2010. I'm sorry to let you know, but you need to start working. Take a week off. Take 2 weeks off. Hey, you know, get recoup and get healthy. And then get back out there running again. I ain't saying go out there and hit, but you got to run. You got to get stronger, just like Rocky, getting strong now. Doom, 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 doom. You know what I'm talking about. You got to get it done. So I'm going to end third quarter right there with that and let you know that you are four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio continues. Again, you can call in. We might do a five-minute drive. I'm not quite sure yet. If BJ, if there's anybody on there, hit me on the Woods Column page. Let me know if somebody want to jump in. We'll let it roll. And if not, we always going to go to my hot topics on the Ning board. So let's end this real quick and move on to our favorite part in some cases, the commercials, because people love them some commercials. So we're going to move forward, get into the commercials, and I'll be with you in a minute.
Hi, Enterprise. Our car's broken down. We need to hire a car.
When you call Enterprise,
be as quick as we can.
We'll arrange to pick you up free.
This is great.
Then we'll drive you to our place and get you on your way. Unwrap the perfect rental package. Great cars, low rates, and we'll pick you up. Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, that's our Enterprise. Rocking and rolling. Moving forward. How we do it. I'll stop it right there because I'll start rapping the whole song when we get going because that is one of my top five songs of all time. Just happen to be talking about my Adidas. So anyway, we're going to go into the fourth quarter. You know, I love fourth quarter because it's where you put your fours up. Everybody, put your fours up. You know what that represents? That we control the fourth quarter. What we going to do, if we winning, we're going to control it. If we down, we're coming back. That's what putting the four quarters is all about. You know, that hard grind, that hard work that you put in, this is where it counts. When you doing those gassers and you on gasser number six or seven, this is where it pays off at here in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to ease on down the road to the Ning board and find out exactly what are some of the hot topics here on the Ning board. So let me hit this discussion page real quick, and let's talk. Let's talk Ning board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. Yes, I am promoting. But, hey, the hottest topic from this past week was the results and recaps of games played or not played on 6/20 this past weekend. And I want to say that the Baltimore Burn and the New Jersey Titans, now some funny things happened there. You know, like I said, I wasn't there, so I don't know. There's always two sides of a story, and there's two interpretations of the story that relates to 10 people interpreting it, makes it to 30 people or 100 people. You know, hey, it is what it is, but my whole thing is this. It's all about playing football, and two things should have happened from what I'm getting at. You know, yeah, I got one owner on here that's saying, you know, that they came out there and the field was unsafe. You know, there was things all over the floor, over the field that weren't appropriate, that could have been a safety hazard, such as glass, rocks, sexual protection, condoms, all these things on here, you know. And I totally relate, you know. At first, I thought the complaint was because there was a lot of rain going on in Baltimore that the field was muddy. I'm like, hell, what era of football are you playing when you can't play in the mud? You know, that was my first thought when I read it because I was actually in Phoenix and it was like 3 or 4 in the morning when I saw it before I got up to head on back here to Vegas. And I hadn't had time to really get into it. And I still haven't had time to get into it. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We are here for the safety of the women. We are here to play football, yes. We are here to do things, you know, according to making it fun. And I definitely wouldn't want to be associated with teams that might have, you know, glass and things of that nature. You know, again, we don't own these stadiums, and I understand that from the Burns perspective. You know, we just rent them out, and we get them in the condition that they're in, and we have to give them back in a better condition than what we got it in. So what I got out of that was the fact that the Baltimore Burn did walk the grass, you know, picked up whatever, you know, the sun came out, it dried up the field a little bit, and, you know, they're putting down the lines and all that other stuff. Because, again, we don't know everybody's situation. There's some there's some schools that have the turf that you ain't got to worry about setting up the field. You know, you just put up the cones and you're ready to go. Then there's others that got natural grass, and this is not football season. And this is what some of you owners and coaches got to understand. This is not typical football season, so I don't expect the grass field to be painted because they keep the paint off. Actually, the paint, you know, kind of burns the lines in, and this is springtime. They're trying to grow the grass for football season in the fall. So, like I said, I can understand both sides of the table, but, you know, we got to play the game. You know, you got to play the game. I don't care if you guys make it up and play this week, next week, on Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday. The bottom line is give the ladies what they want, and that's a game, okay? It's a game, and that's what we got to do. You know, I think I got time for one more topic real quick, or one more hit here of what's happening here on the Ning board. I love this Ning board because, again, people get to open up and talk. You know, I wish more people go ahead and put a face with their name so that we can start getting familiar with each other. You know, that's the whole purpose of that, is to communicate and network. It's not really a bitch board, you know, where we bitch at each other. But the bottom line is at least we're getting, you know, praises out there and getting information out. You know, the other hot topic on here is by Gingerbread Chick. I guess she's complaining about the WFA players of the week and talking about what the heck is up with the WFL and the WFA and their player of the week. First it was one offensive player and one defensive player. Then it was two each. And now it's like every team that sends in a pitcher gets listed. I suppose since they just initially picked up players that was left off in the game for the longest amount of times in the blowouts, the wins, this really doesn't matter. The fact is, you know what? The league is trying to recognize as many women as possible for their great play and outstanding play. You know, without being on TV and without seeing film, how can you really tell how good a player really was in the game? Yeah, you can carry the ball seven times for 300 yards and say, wow. But did they play 11 on 6? You know, was it just 11 other warm bodies out there? Because that's a hard task. Oh, man, I don't know what that was, but I guess that was 5 minutes, eh? But I'm going to keep on talking on this topic until I hear my music. But the bottom line is both leagues are trying to recognize women for their accomplishments, and they tear leagues up because they're trying to recognize is one thing. But, you know, hey, one man's treasure or one woman's treasure is one man's gain, you know, or loss. I don't even know the terminology. I just messed up. One man's trash or one woman's trash is another man's treasure. There we go. See, I knew I could find the quote. But, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about recognizing that you got great football players on the West Coast. You got good players up north, in the east, in the south. And there's nothing wrong with having a conference player of the week. But, again, if you don't have the highlights up, if you don't have video up to show how athletic that person is or how good that person is, it just stuff on paper. But you know what? That sound like my music. It sound like I'm at the end of the road. But you know, I'm still going to stick on the topic. Because again, both leagues are trying to do the best that they can. Hell, you look at the IWFL. They got 2,000 women and 200 make the all-star team. Something wrong with that? No. It's recognition of these women. Is everybody on there deserving? No. But it's recognition of women playing the sport. So again, ease up. Relax. Kick back. Let the leagues do their thing. If you want to complain, then you put up your money and you start a league. You put up your money and you start a team. You put up your money and play on a team. And then you can talk. But until then, you might still be my friend to the end. But other than that, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because you are four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm about to end this thing. My music is on and I'm just shaking my head. Can't wait to the playoff game. I can't wait to this weekend rival game out in L.A. If you're in L.A., I want you to be there. I'm like Muhammad Ali. You gotta rumble in the jungle. You got whatever you want to be. Hey, it's a thriller in Manila because it's going to be the third time that we are going to be playing them links. I'm loving it. I'm glad I'm back. Because it's all about four quarters with Coach Lee, because I'm here to teach you.